My dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, dear seminarians, brothers and sisters in Christ, in a very special way, the catechumens who are preparing for baptism in our liturgy this evening. The Lord is truly risen. The response is, He is risen indeed. Or, the Lord is risen, the Lord is truly risen. So let's try that one more time so that we might say it with conviction. So I'll say, the Lord is risen, you say, the Lord is truly risen, okay? The Lord is risen. Amen. Alleluia. The world has given us new martyrs this Easter. I'd like to just say a word about that at the beginning of my remarks. 147, mostly students, were massacred at Kenya's Garissa University College. Most of them were male, and most of them were Christians. Earlier, last month in February, or 2 months ago now, 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded in Libya, and they died whispering the name of Jesus. Now, the reason I mentioned this at the beginning of our celebration today is that we have three young women who are going to be baptized who are going to claim their Christian identity. Sometimes that has consequences that are beyond our imagination. In the world today, there are many people who die for the Christian faith. Pope Francis mentioned in his sermon, I think it was Good Friday this week, that more Christians have been killed in our time than in the early centuries of the church. There's a lot more of us now than there were then. So the martyrdom is not a thing of the past. It's a real, true reality for many of our brother and sister Christians in the present. Now, our response, of course, should be to pray for them, and especially for their families who suffer a great deal, but also then to judge ourselves in the light of their witness. Are you and I willing to give ourselves fully because we believe in Jesus Christ? So we thank God for their witness, and we ask Him to give us courage. Easter is more difficult to understand than Christmas. I think most of us in our lives have a kind of natural affinity with the things that Christmas is about. Babies, family, the beginning of life. But for most of us, the resurrection is an abstraction, really, something much more difficult for us to understand. And because of that, the church uses sacramental signs to help us understand the astonishing event of the resurrection of Jesus. And in the Easter Vigil, which we celebrate tonight as a preparation for your baptism, the church teaches us about the resurrection through three symbols. The first is fire and light. The second is water. And the third is a song, Alleluia, which means praise the Lord. So I'd like to reflect on each one of these symbols as you prepare for your baptism. First, fire and light. God's first words in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, are, "Let there be light." And when that happens, life begins to be born on the face of the earth. And the chaos that existed before light begins to disappear. In our Easter celebration, the Easter candle, which symbolizes Jesus Christ, that's why we give it so much attention, that's why we incense it, is a vibrant symbol of the light and fire that God wants to give you in your baptism, which is a share in His risen life. The Easter candle gives both light and heat. Fire does that. And both those aspects of the fire help us to understand the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus brings new light into the darkness of the world, and more personally into the darkness of our own life. You know, sometimes we are sons and daughters of darkness rather than sons and daughters of the light. And at the same time, gives us enthusiasm and energy in both our embrace of the Lord and in our service to the world. And so this symbol of Jesus, the new light among us, helps us to understand an aspect of his resurrection. Through it, everything was changed. The world began again. In his resurrection, God said once again, "Let there be light." And fire came upon the earth, re-energizing and renewing all that God had created. The second symbol that we use in very dramatic ways during the Easter Vigil is the symbol of water, which we use for baptism. Water in the scriptures has two opposite meanings. There was the water of the flood of Noah that destroyed things. There was the water of the Red Sea that destroyed Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers. We heard about it in the reading from Exodus tonight. That's one of the meanings of water. But it also brings new life and it brings cleansing. Israel was renewed by passing through the waters of the Red Sea to freedom from Egypt, from the slavery in Egypt to God's promised land. In the New Testament, Jesus is described as plunging himself into the sea of death to rise up to new life. And so the resurrection, which we celebrate this Easter, is manifest in the symbol of water, which destroys sin, the old person that you were before you were baptized, and brings you a new beginning, a new life, which is a gift from the Holy Spirit. The third symbol that's used on the Easter Vigil and throughout the Easter season is the singing of the Alleluia. You know, we're not allowed to use that word for the weeks of Lent. It's a word that we cross out of our vocabulary. And so when we sing it again at Easter, as we did just a while ago, it's like singing a new song. You know, we all have experiences in life where speech is no longer adequate. When we have important things happening to us, we have to share that experience with others. We can't wait to tell them. But if it's an extraordinary kind of experience, we even want to sing about it. And that's what the celebration of Easter is about in the heart of the church. We sing Alleluia, which means praise the Lord for the gift of new life and love that has been given to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, in our celebration tonight, we ask the Lord to give you the reality symbolized by those three symbols. We ask the Lord to give you burning hearts full of love for Jesus and his church. We ask the Lord to wash away the sins, to wash away the past, to truly make this baptism a fresh new beginning, not only in your spiritual life, but in your lives with your families and your friends, that you will be for them as you will be for us, a symbol of the presence of Jesus Christ in our world today. And we hope that this transformation that takes place, that took place with Jesus and takes place time and time again in the church, will lead you to sing with joy, perhaps with your voices, but certainly with your hearts. You know, the Lord loves you. He sings about you. You know, if you rejoice in your baptism, the Father is rejoicing much more. It gives him great joy to call you his daughters and to truly mean it in a new and exciting and thorough kind of way. May the Lord bring to completion the wonderful mystery he begins in your lives tonight. And we, as this community, promise you our love and support as you live your Christian life with us and as an example for us in the years ahead. May God bless you. Welcome to our community.